I haven't had time to think about the story of my first job, but it just came to me literally like 20 minutes ago, literally. And so I talk often about how sports has had such a huge impact on my life. And I played basketball, and it opened up so many doors for me. And in order to play sports, you need basketball shoes. And I basketball shoes are really expensive. And I remember I was 14 years old, and I was going into my sophomore year of high school, and I wanted to get a pair of Air Jordans that was coming out to be able to play basketball and practice in. And they were about $120 at the time. And my dad said, "I'm not buying those. You're going to have to pay for them yourself if you want them." And I said, "Okay, I'm going to get a job." And so I called my cousin, who was 2 years older than me, for the summer. And I'm like, "I need a job. We need to get jobs." And he's like, "Well, I was going to work at this church cleaning up and working with the janitor, but I didn't want to do it by myself. But if you'll do it, I'm going to do it, and I'll call and get applications for us." So we filled out the applications, and we got the job. And we had to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so I remember waking up at about 5:30 in the morning to catch 3 buses to get there by 7 o'clock in the morning. We slept on the bus because no one else was on the bus on the way there. It was just us early in the morning in the middle of the city. And so I remember the first day that we walked in, and it was kind of like the smell of mothballs, mildew, and like lemon furniture polish all combined into one. And I was thinking, what are we going to be doing here? And so we met the janitor who at the church, and his name was Mr. Jones. And we introduced ourselves to him, and I'm thinking it's just going to be an orientation day, the first day. And it was not. He had plenty of work for us to do, and we went right to work immediately, actually doing outside work, raking leaves and cleaning up trash outside around the building. And I remember I just kept looking at the clock, thinking, like, gosh, we have to do this until 5 o'clock. And I remember Mr. Jones said, "You staring at it isn't going to make it go any faster." And he was absolutely right. And so one of the cool things that I did there is that on the lunch break, Mr. Jones liked to play chess. And so we didn't know how to play chess. And so he took this opportunity to teach us how to play chess. And we're like, "Why play chess when there's checkers? What do you need to play chess for?" And so he explained to us the importance of the game of chess and how it's essentially a game of life and the importance of being able to think ahead and think strategically ahead towards the end game and not just in the right now, which was a great lesson that I learned on that job. But I also remember that before and after lunch breaks, he always seemed to move half as fast as myself and my cousin, but get twice the amount of work done. And I never knew how he did it. And we were younger than him by, I don't know, he had to be in his early 60s maybe. So we were 14 and 16 at the time. And that was always intriguing me, how he was able to accomplish so much. And I remember one day at lunch, while he was teaching us about chess, we asked him what his favorite piece was. He asked us what our favorite piece was because we were just learning them. And, of course, we were like, the queen. Like, the queen can go any direction it wants and move anywhere that it wants. And it was great. We loved it. And he actually told us that his favorite piece was the pawn. And we were like, it doesn't do anything. It can only move one space at a time, and it can only move forward. Like, why would you pick that as your favorite piece? And he didn't tell us right then, and he allowed us to go on. And we got close to the end of the 6 weeks of work, and he was just such a dedicated worker, and I never understood why he worked so hard. But then, like, the day before our last day, we were playing chess, and he's like, "You guys want me to tell you why I think the pawn is my favorite piece?" And he explained to us that he saw the pawn as being the most noble piece on the board, that there's something about the ability to just keep moving forward despite having limited resources. And it explains so much to us about him and how he continued to work in his work ethic and why he did what he did, where most people would hate the job. But he always did it with a smile on his face, and he taught us to do the same, to not despise it. And he taught us that if it wasn't for the work that he did, that the people that lived and worked in the building wouldn't be able to do what they needed to do. And so he saw nobility in that piece. And it taught me the importance of humility, which is something that I've carried my entire life with me, and understanding how to be humbled and always recognize the ability to overcome limited resources or limited options. And that's something that I've carried throughout my whole life, throughout my sports career, because you go from being a star player of a team and scoring all the points to riding the bench. And so how do you continue and keep moving forward to navigate that? And so my first job was as a janitor. It wasn't glorious. It wasn't necessarily funny, but it taught me a lot of life lessons that I've carried with me throughout my life and will continue to. And I will definitely be passing them down to my children when they get here, because they have to learn the value of a hard day's work and how to be able to operate and navigate environments with limited resources. And I think I finished under time because I didn't hear a little bell. So that's the story of my first job.